From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, everyone has questions about the Affordable Care Act. You sent us some of yours. We will answer them.
But first, to New York and today's upcoming rare meeting of officials from the U.S. and Iran. It follows comments Iran's president made early in the week that are still reverberating. President Rouhani told CNN and later media executives that the Holocaust was a crime against Jews and reprehensible. Of course, Iran's previous president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, denied the Holocaust even happened, and Iran's state news agency immediately reacted to Rouhani's comments, saying they'd been misinterpreted. Today, the focus is on nuclear weapons. In a morning meeting, President Rouhani called on Israel to sign an international treaty on nuclear weapons. This afternoon, Iranian officials will sit down with their U.S. counterparts. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is covering all the activity around the U.N. So, Michelle, who will attend this afternoon's meeting? What's expected to be the talk there?
So this is the diplomatic grouping that's been negotiating with Iran over the years. It's usually at a lower level, but this time it's going to be the foreign ministers. And it's the European Union that organizes it. It's all five of the permanent Security Council members, and that includes, of course, Secretary of State John Kerry. And they're going to be meeting with the new Iranian foreign minister, Javad Zarif. He's well known in these hallways. He used to be the Iranian ambassador to the UN, and like President Hassan Rouhani, he has an image of moderation. So this is a first meeting, and they're going to talk about ways to go forward on the nuclear issue.
And just remind us, what are the pressures all around the negotiating table on all sides? We know, for instance, from Iran, we have a more moderate president with more moderate thinking, not at the table, but his thoughts represented. And yet he's got hardcore factors back home that don't want him to cave. So what are some of the pressures?
Well, one of the reasons that Hassan Rouhani seems so interested in negotiating a deal to, as he says, clear up questions about what he calls Iran's peaceful nuclear program. The U.S. suspects that Iran is trying to build a nuclear bomb. He wants to get out from under the diplomatic isolation that his government has been facing, that Iran has been facing in recent years, and mainly wants to get out from under international sanctions. The U.S. and its partners are likely to want to keep that pressure on, at least until they know whether this new moderate tone is real.
And so what else do we know about these talks? Is there any kind of a timeline? Is there any kind of form to it? Or is this all new?
President Rouhani has said that he actually wants to get things moving very quickly. He's given a time frame of between 3 to 6 months. The European Union has also said that it wants to move quickly, but we're not hearing any specific timeline from them. And the U.S. is basically trying to temper expectations about this initial meeting. I mean, obviously, it's a big deal for Secretary Kerry to be sitting in the same room with his Iranian counterpart. But on the other hand, they think the real work is going to be done at the lower levels, and we're expecting to have the real working group talks to start as early as next month.
Well, and what are some of the other pressures on the U.S. as they go into these talks? You know, of course, Israel, very nervous about the U.S. accepting at face value the new president's olive branch, if you will. And also, we're hearing more and more about how much Iran has a hand in the war in Syria, backing the regime against the rebels there. So flesh out some of the pressures that the U.S. faces going into these talks.
I think the U.S. has been rightly cautious about this opening, but it was quite interesting, Robin, when Rouhani spoke to the U.N. General Assembly in the past. The U.S. has boycotted or walked out in the middle of the speech. And this time you had the deputy U.S. ambassador there. Israel, on the other hand, did walk out on it. So there's a lot of pressure from Israel to keep the pressure on Iran, to make it clear that the military option remains on the table if that's what it takes to get Iran to come clean about its nuclear ambitions. But President Obama is striking a more moderate approach himself to this and really giving this a chance.
Well, and so you're there, Michelle. What else strikes you about how the Iranian delegation is being received this year as opposed to past?
We certainly don't see quite the protests that we used to have when Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was here. Obviously, he would come here and question the Holocaust and denounce Israel. Rouhani has been striking a different tone, maybe not going quite as far as the media has portrayed him in making comments that are about the Holocaust, but he's definitely changing the tone a bit. You don't see those kind of protests, and he's getting kind of high-level meetings. I mean, he met with Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, but also with the French president, François Hollande, who said that he wanted to talk to him not just about Iran, but also about Syria, because as you mentioned, Iran does play a key role there. The United Nations and others really want to bring Iran into some sort of solution on Syria because Iran is such a key backer of Bashar al-Assad's regime.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman in New York, heading off to the UN. Michelle, thanks as always.
Thank you.